Hey everybody, this is Beach Mine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the 17th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. And this is a good one because I am reviewing two films from the same filmmaker. And that filmmaker, of course, is Terrence Malick, and I will be reviewing his two latest films, the IMAX documentary Voyage of Time and the music-based drama Song to Song. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is The Voyage of Time. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. If Terrence Malick was going to make a film about the entire history of the universe, then this would be it. A trembling, ambiguous, glorious, almost inconceivable beautiful journey through the mysteries of cosmology, biology, humanity, and everything in between. Voyage of Time showcases one of modern cinema's true masters at his most rapturous and ambitious. More than 40 years in the making, Voyage of Time tracks the journey of life from the Big Bang to the present moment, taking in supernovas, volcanoes, amoebas, particle physics, suburban America, and a whole lot more besides. Paired with narration by longtime collaborator Brad Pitt, Voyage of Time represents Malick at his most Malick, a visual poem of jaw-dropping cinematography, stunning animation, soaring music that simply has to be experienced on the largest canvas possible. Now, I should say right off the back, there's actually two versions of Voyage of Time out there. There's the theatrical version, which has the subtitle of A Life's Journey, runs for about 90 minutes, is actually narrated by Cate Blanchett, while the version I saw at MIFF was the IMAX Experience version, which only runs for about 45 minutes and is narrated by Brad Pitt. So this is the one I will be reviewing, and maybe at some point down the track I'll review the other one as well once, you know, that one becomes available. So sort of focusing on Voyage of Time, being that it is a Terrence Malick film, and I know some of his most recent output has always had a lot of mixed reactions from a lot of people, but being that Voyage of Time is a film that he's worked on for so long, even more so than some of his most recent films, and one that he's been wanting to make since the 70s, I was very curious to see how Voyage of Time would turn out. And I have to say, I really dug it a lot. And I have to say, and I will say this though, if you're going to see Voyage of Time, definitely see it on an IMAX screen, because visually this film, Terrence Malick was born for IMAX, because this is definitely one of the most visually stunning and most beautiful looking films I have ever seen. And seeing it on the big IMAX screen was just an absolute joy to behold. And like, of course, I guess you could say Voyage of Time is, you know, Voyage of Time is basically like a very long, extended version of the creation of the universe scene from the 2011 film, The Tree of Life. So basically, this whole film is basically that, but longer. But man, is it still beautiful to look at. Like, just from how everything is done, from showing us the very beginning of the creation of the universe right up till now, it's just a visually amazing looking film. And to me, that is where it's strong at, is by showing us the creation of everything just through images and visuals, using both real life locations as the backdrop for a lot of the scenes, and as well as creating specific animation as well to kind of recreate specific moments from the creation of the universe. And visually, the film just looks fantastic, as you would expect a Terrence Malick film would be. But as a documentary, though, when you look at it as a documentary film, it doesn't really kind of deliver on that, because even though Brad Pitt does do a sort of documentary-like narration, unfortunately, I just found his narration to be a little bit dry and not all that interesting. And a lot of ways, I think the film probably would have just been way better there was no narration in it at all, because it doesn't really add anything to the film. And in fact, it just kind of takes away from the film as well. Like, this isn't a documentary that has, like, a specific kind of, you know, like, I guess, plot, you know, like a lot of documentaries do. It basically is just a visual experience, but it's a pretty damn good one, nonetheless. I wouldn't say this is up there as Malick's best films, and I think as a documentary, but it's still a really solid IMAX experience film that, you need to see it on the biggest screen as possible. And I'm very curious to see how the longer version turns out, because I've heard that one had more of a mixed reception from people, but I'm curious to see how it sort of that one compares to this one. So, as kind of a taste for the longer version, I think the IMAX experience version of Voyage Time is a pretty solid and visually stunning film that definitely is really well done in a lot of ways. And like I said, if you do have intentions to see this film, definitely see it on in IMAX because it is worth it for sure. So if I had to give Voyage Time, the IMAX experience, a rating, I give it a solid 3.5. Like I said, it's a documentary, but not really, so it doesn't really kind of give us any kind of real documentary touches. It's just more of a visual experience film, more experimental, if you will. So yeah, 3.5 stars. Now, moving right along to another Terrence Malick film that also has just been released in the past year. It is, of course, his music-based romance drama, Song to Song. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the MIFF program guide, is as follows. In the kind of roaming, radiant rock and roll romance that only Terrence Malick could make, four lovers followed their hearts and dreams through Austin's music scene. Producer Cook, Michael Fassbender, and singer-songwriter BV, Ryan Gosling, both fall for aspiring talent, sorry, as for aspiring talent Faye, Rooney Mara, while struggling waitress Rhonda, Natalie Portman, tries to secure a better future. Now, like I said in the Voyage of Time review, a lot of Terrence Malick's recent work has always been very a mixed bag for a lot of people, and I can completely understand why. Compared to some of his earliest films, right up to like he definitely is very loose when it comes to his both directing and storytelling style, because if you know how he sort of makes his films, like he basically has this an idea for a film, and he basically just makes them, gets a bunch of actors together, tells them what to do, and he just basically films hours upon hours upon hours of footage. Like he doesn't really have a script specifically for his films, and only has like. And if he does have anything written down, it's only very, like, on small pieces of paper just to give the actors a bit of direction. And so once he sort of shoots so much footage, when he goes to the editing room, he sort of cuts down the film to find the story within the footage. So it's a very interesting approach, and I think that's what I kind of also admire about him as a filmmaker, especially when it comes to his most recent work. But I can understand completely why it won't work for a lot of people. And like Tree of Life, To the Wonder, and Knight of Cups, Song to Song definitely falls into that category. This is definitely a film that is either going to be absolutely loved or absolutely hated by people. Because watching the film, there were quite a few people did walk out of it during the screening, and sort of reading the reactions of the film afterwards, definitely the film had a very mixed to negative reaction. But I have to say, though, I actually really dug this film. And in my opinion, I think Song to Song is probably his best film since The Tree of Life. Now, The Tree of Life, I think, is a masterpiece and was one of my top five films from 2011. But to me, that visual style that he approached and has been using for all of his films since, I felt worked the best in that film because it, since it was mainly about a story of a man kind of looking back on his childhood, it kind of reflect that sort of the memory aspect of what the character of the main character experiencing memory. So it kind of worked for that. But since he uses that kind of same approach for all of his other films since then, it doesn't really quite work as well. But so his films kind of had a bit of a mixed result. Like To the Wonder, I think the first hour of that is great, but it kind of just bogs down in the second hour. And Knight of Cups, while has some interesting elements in it, it just didn't really work as a whole. But Song to Song, though, like all that style is in this film, but I actually felt like this one actually somewhat had at least a narrative to it. And because for me personally, I found the at least what the characters were going through and what each of their individual stories were, I found pretty easy to follow. Like, it does have a very loose sort of feel to it in both its direction, performances, and story and structure, but I was able to follow it pretty easily, and also the characters' journeys and what they were going through. And I thought the film did a, and I think overall, and I also kind of felt like, even though it is a Terrence Malick film, but it kind of didn't feel like one as well, especially since this is one that sort of focuses on the rock and roll scene and following a bunch of characters who are in that world. And we also get a lot of scenes of sort of concert footage as well, and also some behind the scenes stuff where a lot of real life musicians like Iggy Pop, Patti Smith, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and so many others all kind of play themselves in the film. And there are some really, and of course, being a Terrence Malick film, it has some stunning cinematography courtesy of Emmanuel Lubezki. And I like that it has a bit more of a bit of a gritty feel to it as well, and compared to some of his recent work. But visually, I think the film looks fantastic, of course. The score, like, I think a mixture of kind of previously produced music and original stuff is really well done. And of course, the acting in it, I thought everyone, Fassbender, Gosling, Mara, and Portman, Cate Blanchett, who's also in it, Holly Hunter, Val Kilmer, who has a very memorable small part in the film, all do really solid work in their roles. And I will say this on as a negative, I don't think this movie needed to be over 2.5 hours long. I mean, didn't need to be over 2 hours long. I feel like it could have easily been trimmed by 15 to 20 minutes, because it does tend to drag on occasion, particularly towards the end, because when you think the film is going to end, it just keeps going. So I can understand a lot of people's frustrations with that, because I was also feeling frustrated by that as well. But overall, I really dug Song to Song. It's definitely not for everyone, and like I said, if you haven't really sort of cared for Malick's recent films since Tree of Life, this one's definitely not going to work for you. But for me, I think it's his best since that film, and I don't know, something about it kind of worked for me. So yeah, so if I had to give Song to Song a rating, I give it a solid 3.5 out of 5 as well. So yep. That's it. That's the end of this 17th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my 18th edition, in which I will be reviewing the satirical comedy The Square, and as well as Greg McLean's survival adventure film Jungle. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys all then. See you guys. Bye.